WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, brain gainers. Rachel Cotter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to hacking your mental game. Ever feel like you're constantly playing catch-up in this crazy world? Like everyone else seems to be crushing it while you're just trying to keep your head above water. Yeah, me too. And trust me, I get it. We live in a world of curated highlights reels, Instagram feeds overflowing with perfect lives and constant comparisons that can leave us feeling anything but great. But here's the thing. Comparison is this sneaky thief stealing our joy and leaving us feeling inadequate. Envy can be a real buzzkill, right? It's like we're always looking at what everyone else has instead of appreciating what we already have. But guess what? You are amazing. You have unique talents, strengths, and experiences that nobody else can replicate. So let's ditch the comparison game and focus on leveling up our own lives. Today, we're diving deep into strategies for managing those feelings of envy and comparison, because it's time to reclaim your mental real estate and become the CEO of your own happiness. First off, recognize that comparison is a thief. It steals your energy, your focus, and even your joy. When you start comparing yourself to others, you're essentially setting yourself up for disappointment. Remember, social media often presents a skewed reality. It's like looking at a highlight reel, not the entire movie. People only show you the best parts, so don't get fooled into thinking their lives are flawless. Secondly, celebrate your wins. Big or small, acknowledge and appreciate your achievements. Did you finally master that tricky recipe? Ace that presentation? Finished a challenging workout? Give yourself a high five. When you focus on your own progress, you shift your energy away from what others are doing and towards your own personal growth. Next up, practice gratitude. It's so easy to get caught up in what we lack, but when you start focusing on what you already have, your health, your loved ones, your experiences, a whole new perspective opens up. Keep a gratitude journal or simply take a few moments each day to appreciate the good things in your life. Trust me, it makes a world of difference. Remember, everyone is on their own journey. You're not competing with anyone but yourself. Focus on becoming the best version of you and let go of the need to measure up to others. It's like running a marathon. Your race is against your own personal record, not against the person next to you. Finally, surround yourself with supportive people. The company you keep matters. Seek out individuals who uplift you, encourage your dreams, and celebrate your successes. Distance yourself from those who constantly bring negativity or comparison into your life. Remember, you deserve to be surrounded by people who believe in you and want to see thrive. Think about the last time you were scrolling through social media and found yourself comparing yourself to someone else. Maybe it was their seemingly perfect vacation, their impressive career achievements, or even just their perfectly curated feed. How did it make you feel? Probably not great, right? That's because comparison is a sneaky thief. It steals your energy, your focus, and even your joy. Now picture this. You're at a party with friends, and someone starts bragging about their new job or expensive gadget. Instead of feeling envious, you politely smile and say something like, "That's amazing, I'm so happy for you." Then you shift the conversation to something else, maybe a shared interest or a funny story. See? It's all about taking control of your thoughts and responses. Remember, you are unique and awesome just the way you are. Embrace your strengths, celebrate your wins, and focus on becoming the best version of yourself. Ditch the comparison game and start living a life that truly reflects your values and passions. You got this. You've heard the strategies, now it's time to put them into action. What one thing are you going to do differently today to manage these feelings of envy and comparison? Maybe it's taking a break from social media, practicing gratitude, or surrounding yourself with more positive influences. Remember, small changes can make a big difference. Let me know in the comments what strategies work best for you. And don't forget to share this episode with your friends. Let's help each other create a world where we celebrate our differences and support each other's journeys. Keep those brains sharp and keep on shining, brain gainers. See you tomorrow for another 5-minute mental workout.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.